This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the live match reaction. Tottenham 3, Palace 1. First defeat under Glasner. After taking a lead in the second half, disappointing defending. We'll be talking about that. And of course, subs as well. There's a lot of people putting the blame there, here, everywhere. So we'll be discussing all of that. As always, we want to hear from you. So make sure to leave down your thoughts in the comment section. And the lines will be open where you can join us right now to have your say on the game and more. As always, if you do enjoy the content, like, subscribe. Let's keep the channel and community growing. Patrick, defeat in the second game against Tottenham for a little while. It seemed like we might have ended that 27-year streak of not winning at Tottenham away. We did manage to score the goal from Eze set piece. But for you, where did it go wrong?
Disappointing for me was the setup. No problem with Eze starting. We'll get into more detail later on. But no problem with Eze starting. Thought he played okay. The goal was brilliant, obviously. But the setup for me wasn't right. And I get it. He's only been around for 2 weeks. So if I can criticize Hodgson, I can criticize Glasner. So I didn't like the fact that we basically gave them the ball for the entire match for like 84-85% of the time. And we're hoping for a counter-attack goal, which basically, that really was a counter-attack goal. As they counter-attacked, got fouled, got a great free kick. Tottenham are just too good. Listen, that was every Tottenham loss since 1997. And I can go back even further. I went to Tottenham in 1991, one of my first trips ever to the Hot Lane. We drew 1-1. It wasn't like that. It was Geoff Thomas scored. My point is, you can't play a team like Tottenham like that away, expecting anything out of it, unless you play a perfect game. As you just said, we had bozo moments defensively for those three goals. Bozo moments. Anderson for that first goal. Don't know what he's doing. Does it change the momentum of the whole game? Yes, but they were going to score eventually. You cannot play like that. It's not sustainable. Yes, they had one shot first half, and they had like 13 second half. But I didn't understand the setup. I love what he said in the press conference about being more aggressive, but we weren't. But again, I get it. Players that we have, nobody implemented his system. And I put in the chat, and you can show it if you want, and we talk about it, the sub of Wharton for Hughes. I'll never understand it. I'm not a big fan of Hughes. Never have been. I don't know if Wharton would pick up an injury or ever. Lerma would have understood. Lerma, because Lerma had the yellow card. But I don't understand the sub for Hughes. And he just doesn't do anything, man. He can't help us see that game. And I don't want to kill Hughes, because it's not a kill Hughes thing. Because defensively, on the three goals, Ward was terrible for two. Anderson was terrible for two. Johnson was really poor for one. Richards maybe should have fouled if he caught Son for the third. Again, it is what it is. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. I know we'll do better, but I just didn't like the setup for me was all wrong.
I get where you're coming from, because you giving Tottenham anything possession, 80% possession, it doesn't look that exciting, doesn't look good. But I'll have to say, before that Anderson Bozo moment, how many chances did Tottenham really have in front of goal? In the first half, the XG was less than one, despite Werner having that chance. I think there was nothing really wrong with the defensive organization. I think I was very impressed with the defensive organization. I think it's more about the individuals today that let us down. I mean, why? Why are you... What, just give the ball back to Sam Johnson. Why are you just going left, right, just keeping the ball? And it was not just Anderson. I mean, in the first half, Eze had a moment as well. As I said, Werner missed that chance. I mean, some of the players today, it's taking extra touches when we don't need to. I don't understand it. Like, we're 1-0 up. Just get rid of the ball or make the pass. Don't just keep the ball and decide to go left, and afterwards you're thinking to go right. Like, you know that they're a high-pressing team. You know there's going to be someone behind you. Why? Why are you doing that in the first place? And I think that's what let us down today, man. When you look at the amount of... I mean, Tottenham in the second half, yes, they did have more shots than they did in the first half. But I think how many of those shots came after we conceded the first goal? Because even before we conceded the first goal, I didn't really feel like Tottenham created that many chances. Like, there wasn't anything that was like, oh, damn, we're going to concede. Like, it was more on us. It was on us. And that's how we started. After the first goal, I mean, what? We conceded 3 goals in 11 minutes. Another mistake. Joe Ward saying, oh, focus, focus, focus. And then misses the player on his header. And the third goal, Anderson loses the ball at halfway line. These are all individual mistakes defensively. As I've said before, I'm not going to point at Ward because I think Anderson's had more mistakes. But Anderson's form recently wasn't that great. Against Burnley in his first game, he was good. But today, for a player of his age and his experience, some of the decisions that he made, it made no sense to put us in all that trouble. Just be smart, man. Be smart. You're 1-0 up. Just try to be smart. Try to frustrate them. And I think, yeah, I think we let them back into the game. But look, if you want to have your say, click on the pinned comment. You can join us live to talk about whether you agree or disagree about that. Of course, that defeat hurts. But there's a lot to talk about from that defeat. Let's bring on the first guest of the afternoon / evening, depending on where you are. Patrick, still got thank you, Roy, down below. But look, I don't know what you made of the game, but for me, defensively, especially in set pieces, we were solid. We scored from a set piece, from a free kick as well. But in the second half, after we scored that goal, some people are saying it's a subs. Some saying the manager, some saying players. Where do you stand?
No, the manager, no. The mistake of putting in Hughes, I agree with Patrick 100%, because that made no sense to me. As they had to come off, they're managing him. Look, if we wouldn't have lost that game, they would have said, hey, what forward-thinking substitutions? We brought on two offensive players. So it's not the manager. It's not the subs. It's the fact that, you know, we were brain dead the last 13 minutes, 14 minutes of the game. You know, kick the ball in the damn stands. That's it. That's it. I don't think they scored. I think we weren't so much in control. Obviously, they had the ball, but they weren't really getting that close. I mean, we were defending really good. It's just Anderson went brain dead, then everybody else seemed to compound it. This was a total team loss because every one of the players had something to do with it. I also think IU's injury coming. Oh, go ahead, Patrick. I'm sorry.
I want to jump in on that. You know, you guys talk about lack of chances, but you seem to forget two important chances. One in the first half, Werner 1-on-1 with Johnstone makes a great save. He should have scored that. And secondly, yeah. Son hit the post before at 1-0. Remember? So they did have chances. They had 5 big chances again. We had 0. So my only point is going to be is that you have to respect Spurs because playing this way, unless you're Man United, which we got that lucky 1-0 away because United were terrible that day, or the great comeback at City, I'm telling you guys, you cannot play a top 5 team like that away and get a point or expect to win. You're not. They're going to come back. Listen, they're that good. No, they're going to create more and more pressure. But I will say we were poor defensively. But my point is that's because for me, Spurs is just piling on the pressure over and over. And eventually you're gonna give up. And unless, again, you get lucky like against Man United away.
Against Tottenham, sorry, against Wolves in the most recent defeats, but Wolves only had 30% possession. Maybe not as much. They didn't dominate possession. Like, you have to hit them on a counter-attack. They open up spaces behind. We could be a better attack, but I think Eze didn't have a great game in itself.
I think the problem opening up today, Timo Werner had, if he could score with any regularity, he was destroying Munoz down that side. Like, I mean, Joe Ward had to constantly, and it's I was watching a game with my son, and young, he's just getting into football, and he's sitting there like, and he knows enough about Joe Ward because I always complain about him. It's like Joe Ward actually has to help somebody defend. So I think opening it up, it would have been worse, I think. But I mean, look, the effort I think was there. I think it's disappointing we didn't get a point out of it, But I think there's some things going forward. I think that, you know, we can take from it. If we could just cut out the damn bonehead plays, we'd be in such a better position. Now, with the Newcastle game being rescheduled, we have Luton next week, then the international break, which is like 2 weeks. Basically, we're off 2 weeks. So we got plenty of pitch time to practice with the team together. And then you got Bournemouth and Nottingham Forest. I don't know if it's in that order. That's the season. These three games coming up need a minimum of 5 points. That's it. We're playing teams around us. Got to win two of them.
See, going by what you said before, okay? The Wolves game. Wolves had 29% possession and had 12 shots on goal. They had more big chances in that game than we did. Listen, I'm just saying that I don't think you can do what we did today sustainable. Wolves had a lot more shots. We only had today, we had 4 shots. They had 12. We had 22% possession. They had 30%, 29%. So it wasn't the same kind of game. I watched that game. I know what you're saying, D. I'm just saying, as a Palace fan, watching Palace all season, it felt a lot like Hodgson-like, the way we just sat back. Again, but I understand why he did it. Because, again, like Patrick said, we don't have enough time with them. We've got time coming up to play with their team. But right. I just think that set us up to lose because we would have got lucky to get a point today playing like that.
Right. But. Well, the Wharton sub, though, it's like once Eze came off, and I completely understand that.
Yeah, Wharton, I agree with that.
You take our two best passing midfielders in theory, on paper off, and I won a ton of free kicks today. Took a load of punishment. And it's just like after that, brain dead. I look at it as a lost opportunity. I'm not going to get upset about it because we got next three games. That's it.
I agree.
And more importantly than even that for me is, all right, the manager's still new to the Premier League. So, all right, so we'll have pitch time. The team will get together. I don't know what happened to Francia today, but hey, it happens. So, the team will get together. We'll be better. I expect 100% better focus against Luton because Luton, depending on what happens with them against Villa, that game is the game's huge for us anyway. It could just get a lot tighter now that Everton got some of their points back, rightfully so, by the way. Nottingham Forest got a point against Liverpool today. Somebody told me.
No,
I didn't.
No, they got 90 plus.
What results for us?
Yeah.
Oh, that
fine today results wise. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Well. So, but anyway, guys, I know you got plenty of people. That's where I stand. So until next week, up the Palace.
All right, buddy.
Up the Palace. Thank you, Patrick.
Take care.
If you're enjoying the stream, by the way, people, if you could smash a like button, that'd be much appreciated. And subscribe if you're new to the channel. Look, how I see it is, I think we can talk about ourselves, but even before, it maybe takes, people have been saying it takes a few games for Eze to get to stride. I mean, in the first half, Eze didn't have a great half.
Nope,
he cost us a goal, and every time he was on a ball, I think what Glasner was trying to do is be a bit more direct. Like today, how many touches did Walton really have on the ball? Like I wrote it down.
He had 15 touches, bro. He was invisible.
15 all game. I'm not surprised. Like he was barely on the ball. Yeah. But I think that was part of the game plan as well, because I guess we're going to need a way more time than, of course, just 1 week. And we just had a week training session. Yeah. I know the running game was great.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, we were just direct, which is what we expect from a Glasner team. But we didn't really attempt to play up from the back at all. Like, we just didn't. It seemed like our approach was to try and hit them straight away. Direct ball, Sam Johnson, Tumateta. Right. Yep. I hope Tumateta gets a good contract. And Walton didn't get involved. But despite that, I mean, you can make the argument, Patrick, that yes, Walton wasn't involved. Was it right for Glasner to make that substitution? Or do you think, you know, you would still want to keep a player like Walton on the pitch because, you know, he is good on the ball when he does get a touch, which he barely did. So what do you do for Glasner? Why do you think he made that sub?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. That's the only sub that I question. I didn't necessarily question. Obviously, Ayu was down, so Francia had to come on. Didn't have a good game, Francia. It's going to happen. I didn't understand the Wharton sub. I didn't understand it. Like I said, if he had the yellow card like Lerma had and like last week protecting, because he did a great job. Again, he got the goal from Eze, took him right off because he was, you know, because the thing. I thought he did. But that sub, I didn't understand. And listen, again, it's part of me. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a massive Will Hughes fan. But I thought coming on the game, he could help us. He did nothing today. He spun around one time on the ball and lost it. I don't get it. But the thing was, I don't know if you heard it, during the presser, yeah, he went out of his way to actually mention Hughes as being fit. So I knew he was going to play today. I don't know if you picked up on that. During the pre-match, he actually did mention Hughes' name, which
Yeah, he did. That's what I wanted to bring up. Right? That's why. Yeah, he mentioned his name, and he, like, I was a bit like, okay, that's interesting.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
and he brought him on today. I think he might have to learn the hard way. Do you get it? Like with some of these, maybe he.
Yeah, all of us have to learn the hard way.
Exactly. Maybe his expectations of Will Hughes is different to what is going to, what he's going to actually deliver on the pitch. Because for me, I don't, Will Hughes, yeah, especially for Walton, I saw what it, because how I see Will Hughes is like a, I don't know how to describe him. He's like the Cameron Jerome of like a midfielder. He just runs. I don't know what he does. Like he just runs. he can't sometimes gets into plays, but you want a player that could actually contribute to the game. And for me, he just, you don't do that for Walton. Maybe bring in a Hamada who has a bit of pace, you can bring the ball forward. But for me, what does Will Hughes really do? He doesn't really do much. Hamada. Maybe if you're 2-0 up, you can get into players, smash players, annoy the opposition. But 1-0 is tricky territory. Tricky territory to bring on Will Hughes. So for me, that sub didn't make sense. But honestly, look, France, I think that was the only sub that did. That was understandable for Eze. Because we've been talking about
everyone's made sense to, because I went down injured, so he had a little knock, so that made sense. It was only just it was the Walton Hughes one that making sense. I actually thought Edouard Ayew made sense. Ayew went down, maybe he was down sitting down, he got injured or.
But Edouard, I'm sorry, I have to say Edouard today, he pissed me off. Like he genuinely pissed me off. How many times did he kick the ball whilst Mateta trying to run in behind at Mateta?
Right.
Like he kept booting the ball towards him. It was all of the subs today. I mean, how many touches did France have? France was barely involved. But France's sub, it made sense. The Edouard one to Ayew, it's kind of understandable, even though I would have maybe preferred a Hamada. And then, yeah, I think the most baffling one. But this is the thing, though, Patrick. I mean...
France had nine touches.
Nine touches, like half an hour.
Nine.
Yeah.
In 24, if you want to add injury time, you had like half an hour. Hughes had eight touches. You know, that many, well. And then Edouard had 12 touches.
Yeah, it's poor. All three subs. Useless. They didn't help us in any way. Let's bring on the next guest of the afternoon slash, actually, let's just say evening at this point, of the evening. Tim, look, 3-1 defeat. Glasner's second game in charge. What do you make of it?
How are you, boys? I'm disappointed. But the goal looked like it was always coming because they had so much possession and they are a quality side. And I thought there was a moment that I thought we were going to get away with it, get out with a 1-1. Very disappointing on the, what I would call that performance, D? I think I would call it naive. And the reason I call it naive is because I thought the effort was there. I thought the tactics were right. I agree with you both. I think the subs were decent. They came at the right time. That was nice to see. But Anderson's mistake was terrible. And that does feel like one of those situations where I guess maybe let me try and put it this way and see what you guys think. I thought we came into that game with the kind of confidence I've really been wanting us to have, to come into a match. It's like, no, we're not backing off here. We're in this match. We think we can have a go at you. And I was very happy to see that, especially in the first half. But then there's a difference between being confident and getting cocky, and I think that happened. I think we got tired. I think we got a little cocky, got a little naive, and it cost us.
Guys, I have a great start to call you. I have a great stat for what you're talking about, Tim, from Ed Ahrens. Crystal Palace have conceded 19 goals in the last 50 minutes of the second half. No team has conceded more in the English Premier League this season. Clearly, some fitness issues for Glasner to resolve. So it might be a fitness issue. So that's a great stat. 19 goals in the last 50 minutes of match of the season. That's a lot.
I think it is. But I think fitness is, last time we came on here, I said to you both, I said, like, the first thing, we'll know that Glasner is having his effect and his ideas are really getting across when our fitness levels start really upping. Remember I said that? And we're not there yet. We're nowhere near that yet. So I think he was tired. I think he was a little too confident. That first kick that he hits it, remember that? He hits it and it just goes straight up in the air. It's a terrible kick. So he's blown it. The next phase of play immediately should be, I've screwed up here. I've let somebody on the ball. I got to drag him down and foul him. Because Lerma can't. Lerma can't. He's on a yellow. So he goes for the ball, but he's very tentative on the ball. Because if he goes for it, he's out. He gets the second yellow, and he's out.
I've got a Glasner quote about fitness to the BBC. Yep. It's something we'll work on. We'll work with greater intensity, and you'll see a difference. So he obviously, there's definitely a fitness issue. He concedes that, so that's interesting.
So is that what he said after the game, BBC, Patrick?
Yep, match of the day. Yep, he said that, yep.
So he said fitness is an issue.
He just said that.
Yeah.
He said,
fitness is definitely, it has been an issue all season long, and there's been various people that's been talking about intensity of the game. But I mean, today, you just look at it, maybe you can look at fitness, but today, for me, it starts from the Anderson mistake. That's not even just a fitness. That's just being a bit logical and just making the right decision. It's just a poor decision from Anderson. It's just stupid. Like, you give the ball back to Johnson and you clear it forward. If we conceded, let's say, another type of goal, I'll say fair enough. But for me, it all started from that one mistake. And then,
oh, there's no question.
Our heads went. So Tim, in terms of the fitness, which Glasner spoke about, which is positive, I guess, because we do need to improve in that area. Albeit, I don't think that's what started our concerns, especially with the first goals. When do you reckon, or do you reckon, that fitness issue can be solved this season? We've got international break coming up, maybe a bit of rest there.
We're going to get better at that. We got 3 weeks. There's no question we're going to get better at this, D. And I would, the only challenge I'd give to you on that point is, the entire team at that point is gassed, and so is Anderson. And when the legs go, the brain goes, and he makes a stupid mistake in the second phase. That's when he has the opportunity to correct his mistake, and then he does. Then he just makes a dumb decision. So I think it's both. But there's no question. I think we're going to get better physically. I think he's going to use that 3 week period to improve our fitness. But I will say, I think there are the tactics I thought were right. I was happy we had a go at Spurs. I'm not as dead as this game, because what ended up when we've done this before and we concede late, we stop playing. And this time we didn't stop playing. Now, we may have been naive and we may have given away more goals. We may have been dumb, but we didn't stop playing. And that is a positive for me. Like, I do like that. I'll say I thought, I don't know if Richard should pull down Son, because is he going to get booked
on
a red?
It's not worth the red card. It's not worth the red card. I thought the same thing. It's not worth getting a red. He can't afford to miss two.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that was what I was wondering, Patrick. Like, because if he yanks him, he's going to get, it's going to be
gone.
A red, and he's off,
yeah,
right?
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone.
So, but he was...
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
I thought he was very good today. I thought he had really good moments. I thought JP did not have his best game. I am unconvinced.
He struggled against Van de Ven.
I am, Yeah, but you know, we know we need a striker. I want JP next season. I want another striker with him. I'm unconvinced that it's Eddie. I'm not sure it's Eddie, unless Glasner convinces me and he improves him, because I'm not convinced with him yet. But I got to tell you, I like the attitude we came into with this game. I thought the fitness betrayed us. And I thought we were overconfident and dumb in bad moments. And you cannot be naive against a team like Spurs. They will kill you. And they did.
One thing I want to add, the goal by Eze, credit to the set piece coach. The Palace wall got out of the way for that free kick.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Seriously, brilliant free kick.
That's yeah.
He's already second match, set piece coach, 100%. Yeah.
Exactly. That was...
And that's the positive today. I mean, it's going to be baby steps, right? It's going to be baby steps along the way. Defending set pieces. Tottenham had a lot of corners, but we defended them well.
That too.
And Richards was brilliant on those corners, by the way. Ward was
a set piece. I know it was in a corner, but it was a free kick, but we managed to score. And you could see that, you know, the wall was there. The wall moved and Eze got his chance and he scored. So there's an improvement there, and defensively, I mean, even if you look at it, of course, it's a game of two halves, and it's not just you look at the first half. Oh, that was great. Yeah. The second half was, but when you look at the first half, we had more attempts than Tottenham in the first half,
right?
Which was also a positive despite
on 17% possession.
Yeah, once we got that goal, set piece goals, which are massive. I mean, the teams that are top of fighting for the league anyways this year, look at Arsenal, for example. The amount of set piece goals that they've scored is unbelievable. I think 18 or so. Like, it's part of the game. It's not like, oh, we only scored from free kick. Well, we've been struggling. We managed to score from free kick. For me, maybe it's fitness, but for me, the individuals defensively let us down. But look, Tim, we'll have you hopefully on against Luton and maybe a bounce back in that game, but it won't be easy. Glasner's got work to do, clearly.
Hey man, it's, you know, that's the game that we need. That we always knew that was the game that we need. I love that Glasner took off Ebbs at 60 minutes. We need Ebbs for Luton. We need to get the key players healthy. So yeah, I'll get out of the way. But great to see you guys. Up the Palace, fellas.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you, Tim. Take care. One more thing. Glasner mentioned that Ayu took a knock. He's not sure about how it is, so that might be an issue going forward. Ayu might have. Yeah,
no, he was pointing towards like his side.
I'm just saying. Yeah,
I don't know if he was anything serious. I don't know.
Hopefully he's okay. Yeah, hopefully he's okay.
Hopefully he's okay. But Patrick, just to let you know, I need to go get my laptop charger. It's a rookie mistake. But I'm gonna bring on the next guest. And we'll go from there. And you'll pretend that I'm still here talking. But
I'll pretend.
Malachi, great to have you on.
I'm Sanchez before, but I've changed my actual name.
You've changed now,
Christmas put me up to the Sanchez. This is my boy Kobe.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
You're all right, boys. Well, you know, obviously, before we make our monotonous journey back to Norwich, and you can tell we're a bit hoarse because we've been singing our heart out for the lads, as you have to do. Listen, the atmosphere was great in the Palace end, obviously. We had a go, and I think that's all you can do. You can't moan if the team doesn't have a go. And all the time we've got players on the pitch that are trying to do the right thing, and we're trying to get forward, okay? My God. And you know what? When he was lining up, I said to you, didn't I? I said to Kobe, I said, do you know what? Keep us slightly right at the centre. I said, top corner, it's going in. And obviously... Yeah. You know, I'll try to keep this without swearing, but let's just say I got rather excited from head to toe and mobbed everyone around us, which was absolutely brilliant. The Spurs fans are like a lot of the big clubs. They're very, very quiet. They only started singing.
Until they only made
any noise when it was 1-0. They made noise. And exactly. I did think then, right, their backs are up. We've got to be really careful here. For God's sake, don't concede another one early, and boom, 3 minutes later. And, you know, forget the last goal, the Son, you know, we were pressing at that point, obviously, to try and get an equaliser. And but I do think that second, well, both could have been avoidable, couldn't they? I don't know what you boys thought. I can't be harsh on the team, but they Glasner's got to learn, isn't he? And he'll learn. He's learning about the players. He's learning about the team. I like that we made positive substitutions. We made like for like. You know, striker comes off, striker comes on. None of this let's protect the lead crap that we've had in the past. So you can't really knock that. As much as I like that Hughes battles hard, I'm not sure if he's, and I'm not going to be too harsh. I mean, the thing is, he makes challenges and he gives away sometimes, I think, needless free kicks that he doesn't need to do. And it is very frustrating. And he did give away a needless free kick.
He gave away that second goal.
Yeah, at the edge of the area, which to me costs that second goal. But, you know, all that aside, and you'll probably, some guys will hate me for this, but hear me out, because I'm very pleased we've made the change managerial-wise. But I still think under Roy, we probably would have beaten Burnley because they were shocking and we would have lost today. So it's going to take time, is my point. You know, it's going to take time. Yep. You know, and he's, I like the way he's, you know, talking about resting players a certain way. And then, you know, and you guys would have heard his presser and all his sort of interviews and responses and stuff. And I like how he's saying, you know, depending on how many minutes a player's played, they'll rest them a certain time. And I think he will really get the fitness spot on. You could say, I've heard a few people say, and a couple of mates have texted saying, oh, did we run out of legs? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Tottenham, listen, at 1-0 up, if you'd had said to me, do you want to gamble for the 3 points or will you take a point now? I'd have taken a point. At 1-0 up, I'd have taken a point because, you know they're going to come at you. We didn't have the ball much. We did need to hold on to that ball. I mean, we packed the midfield as best as we could, but we just couldn't. Mateta tried hard, but I don't think it was his day today. He just wasn't quite there, was he? It was, you know, the ball that hit the back of his heel and he just couldn't quite. He seemed to be tripping over the ball instead of getting hold of it, which is a shame because he huffed and puffed. How do you boys see it? What are your thoughts on today?
I have a question for you before you do that. Did you hear the Ed Aaron's quote that Glasner said about Ed Aaron quote about we've conceded the most goals. We've conceded 19 goals in the last 50 minutes of matches, more than any other Premier League side. Glasner was asked a question about fitness, and he did say it's still an issue. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think you'll get the boys into shape. You have to look at fitness, I suppose, don't you? If you're conceding that amount of goals that late constantly.
I'm sorry. Glasner actually says that. Glasner said it. We've conceded 19 goals in the last few minutes of games. It's something we'll work on, and we'll work with greater intensity, and you'll see a difference. So he actually said it himself in a presser. Wow, that's brilliant. Yeah, I didn't realize he said it.
Yeah, it has been a problem. So
he gets it. He gets it.
Do we agree that it's... So do we all agree that it's more of a fitness problem rather than, you know, is it a combination of fitness plus individual mistakes, you know? For me, I don't know why you just... silly. I just think that was silly rather than like a fitness issue.
It's a shame, isn't it? Because he's, you know, he's a good player. I do think he lost his head a bit for the last few games under Roy. He seemed to just spit his dummy, didn't he? And he didn't seem to be putting in a ship and team that did frustrate me. You know, you'd like to hope now he's really going to pull it together. That was needless, but I won't be too harsh on him yet because I do think when he's in form, he's a bloody good player. Let's just hope Glasner irons out these silly little mistakes. Oh, hello, it's getting dark in here. It's these silly little mistakes that we do. You know, you can only hope, can't you? You can only hope. Going back to the fitness thing.
You're back. Sorry. Sorry, you just went.
I don't know what it's about. We just went through every game, we'd lose 3-0 specifically. We just kept conceding 3 goals. And I don't know what it is. Is it a mentality thing? I don't know. Maybe the mentality is not there at the moment. And is that something that goes with an eye out for it? Have we just become weak mentally that we just don't know how to play the game now? Could that be part of it?
It's good that Gladden's already speaking about it. Like, he's not avoiding the issue. He's saying it's an issue. He spoke about set pieces, and I think maybe that might be a bit easy, I guess. He made a few adjustments, but I think there's already improvements with the set pieces. Today, I think we saw it, even against Burnley, we saw it as well. Next, fitness, maybe it's a mentality issue. About conceding, you know, late goals. We have to solve that. It's baby steps. This season, I think from here to the end of the season, we kind of have to take a few things and look at them straight on and say, you know what, this is an actual issue. We need to solve it. And next up is late goals conceded. And that is an issue. And until he has like a full pre-season, players back.
Yeah, exactly. It's a transition.
It's going to be hard. It's a process. And I said it along the way. There's going to be hurdles. Today, it's disappointing because I think some of the goals that we conceded were avoidable. And tactically, effectively, our organization was actually spot on, especially in the first half. The only way that Tottenham actually created any chances was from our mistakes. Apart from that, I think we were very solid out of possession. But so I think it's going to take a bit of time. It's going to take a bit of time. But looking forward to the next game against Luton. How significant is it after this defeat?
I'm not as worried about as some people are, because there are a lot of worse teams under us, in my opinion. But obviously, Luton, if you think about it, they did the double overs last season, I believe. And they've done us this season as well at their place, haven't they? Not last season. When was it? When was it they did
the
double
overs? Yeah, it was just this season. Yeah, this year, last season they were in the championship.
It was, wasn't it? Good dog. Right. Well, so when they did that, I remember thinking, that's a one-off. Don't let it happen again. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But listen, we've got enough about us. But the one thing I've admired about Luton, and I do hope they stay up, providing that it's not at the expense of us. But I do hope they stay up. But they just fight. They fight. And that's what we've got to get back. We've got to get back that passion. And I do think Glasner is the sort that's going to help us with that. You just want to see, you don't care, if you lose 3-0 and it's fair play, you just want to know that all your players are put in a shift. But the other thing, the one other point I'll make is I do think the officiating was pretty poor today. I do think they were pretty damn biased. And I was getting very upset with the referee. I think he was, the 50-50s just always seem to go to the bigger teams. And that does wind me up. I don't know how we're ever...
He did not know what he was doing.
No, he didn't know what he was doing. And that just needs to be eradicated. I don't know why it happens, but there were a lot of times when I do think some of their boys should have gone in the book and they didn't. And, the 50-50s, the ref looked at the line and the line looked at the ref. They didn't know and he'd go, oh, screw it. We give it to Tottenham, which is it's quite hard to take sometimes.
Yeah, it is. It's frustrating. It is frustrating. It was frustrating. Some of the decisions did frustrate me as well. But look, we live and we learn. We live and we learn. But look, I'm going to let you two go because you got a journey back.
Got a long drive.
Well, have a safe journey back. Thank you for calling in and hope you catch up with you again soon.
No worries at all, boys. Yeah, we're going to have a consolatory. Kobe said, could we have a McDonald's to cheer him up a bit? So
enjoy.
I'll leave the boy to tell you what he's going to have. What are you going to have, mate?
Don't know.
I'll tell you next week he'll order half the menu. That's what he normally does, but
take care guys.
Cheers.
All right, that was Sanchez having his say. Let's go through some of the comments. If you do want to call into the show, you can click on the pinned comment to join us live. I know some people are just frustrated after 3-1 defeat. You don't want to really talk about 3-1 defeat, don't you? Even me, I was like, 3-1 defeat. It's annoying. But here we are, innit? We have to be consistent. We're here talking about it. So if you do want to join us, let us know. We'll go through some of the comments. Tim saying, facts, Andy, the commentator here in the US was so poor, saying we were playing the same way as we played under Roy. Complete crap. Patrick, you kind of agreed with that, right? Kind of? Was it that the same way?
I thought the mentality to cede possession, we've had discussion a million times. I hate giving possession up to any side, but I get when you're playing away to Tottenham, it just felt the same way. But what I will say is there was a couple of differences. One, obviously, Mitchell and Munoz were much further up the pitch. I mean, Mitchell had like 50 touches, a lot of them in the Spurs half. And obviously, the pressing was different. There was one time when the first half, right, Eze was pressing, got the ball, and Mateta missed that chance. I mean, so the pressing was different. I just thought there were certain parts of it that was the same. I don't think it was the same for the 90 minutes. I thought there were certain parts of it that were the same. But again, I'm going to say it again. I understand what he tried to do today. I mean, you've had the team for 2 weeks. I'm not expecting miracles. I see a lot of people in the chat. I've been on that stupid X Twitter thing, people making all these negative comments about the manager already. I'm not that guy. I'm just saying that, I understand what he's trying to do today. I didn't love it, but I understand what he's trying to do today. We're trying to stay in the game. Listen, say what you want. Spurs are a good side. I don't care what you say. Spurs are a very, very good side. Postecoglou is an excellent manager. They're way ahead of us in the process. And the guy's been here for 2 weeks. I'm not that mad. I'm a little shell-shocked from the 3 goals, but I'm not mad. It's what it is. It's football.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you can work on even in a week. What do you do? Our position in position. It's just hard. It's just hard to fit everything in. And today, I did see improvements anyways. Like, even defensive structure. Like, I think we did try to close it, even though we conceded 3 goals. I think for the whole, when you look at how we defended as a team, I think the players fitting in, closing the half spaces. I think it was solid. I think it was very, very, very solid. Something to build on.
You can blame me, and I'm gonna admit something I shouldn't admit. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I put a bet on Son and Werner anytime goal scorers.
Sure,
today.
Cool, man. Swear to God.
Sure, I'm an idiot. I know. Why did I do that?
I don't know why you did it.
Because Son has scored 9 times against us, they said, in the pre-match. I only did it pre-match. I swear I would never have done it. Werner never scores, right? And he scored today. So I'm up a few pounds, so, or dollars, actually. But I apologize. I apologize. Seriously, I apologize.
There were some comments saying Munoz defensively, it was a bit all over the place. I mean, Werner did beat him a few times, but for me, we'll talk about it in the player ratings. But there was that one instance in the first half, and he went, I think it was the first half. Yeah, it was the second half, where he was pressing and he went to the goalie. Then afterwards, he went to their. I think
he ran all up the pitch.
Yeah, and I was thinking to myself, I get the passion, I get pushing on, I get all of that, but there's sometimes you just have to, you know, be smart about your pressing. And I think Glasner 100%, because he picked up on France. He did talk about France defensively in the Burnley game, how, you know, sometimes he was pressing and the team wasn't, and we have to get that balance right. I mean, today, when you have Munoz running from right wing back to literally where Tottenham's right back is, it was a bit crazy. And Tottenham did switch it up, but luckily, I think we did, you know, stop the counter-attack. But yeah, look, we just have to get used to it. But it was a bit frustrating in that aspect, because some of the players were pressing and others weren't. You get it? So it just depends on that. Munoz pressing equals Gallagher's pressing. Yeah, but then Gallagher was a midfielder,
right wing back pressing. Yeah,
you don't want Joe Wall to not have any support down that side, because that just calls up on trouble. Looney had a question as well. He said, "Gay at centre back papers the cracks, makes Anderson look better than he is." Do you think that's the case? I think Anderson, even with Gay next to him, he hasn't really had a great season. I don't know if it's, of course, having Gay next to you is going to be a plus, right? Because he's fantastic. Right. But Anderson, just all season long, he hasn't, I don't know what it is. Yeah, he just hasn't reached levels.
Remember the first season on the Vieira, how we questioned maybe half the season, Anderson's defensive ability, plus his heading
in the air, especially. Yeah,
exactly. So I definitely think Gahey's quickness, because he's definitely quicker than Yoa, helps a lot. I can't judge Joa off this game. I'm sorry, he didn't have a great second half, I give you that, but come on. It's his second time playing under this manager. He's got two guys next to him who normally don't play next to him. Well, Ward does on the right side, but not as a centre-half. And he's got Richards next to him. Yes, Gehi makes him better, but I can't judge him. He was poor, and I'll give him poor ratings in the heads-up in the player ratings. Don't get me wrong, but I can't kill him after this one game. I mean, again, I have to go back to it, man. Spurs are good. I hate to say it, man. The words come my mouth hurt, but Spurs are a good side. They just are. They're going to press you for 90 minutes plus, and it did to us today, and it cost us.
Should we quickly just talk about the possession? Because I think in possession, that's, as you said, the 20% was a problem.
We didn't have any possession, but go ahead.
was that on us more than Tottenham? Due to, look, Tottenham, of course, is going to press us, so we're going to hoop. But it just felt like the game plan was to be like, just take no risks playing out from the back. I don't know. Every time, like, Anderson had the ball, he'd just give it back to Johnson, and Johnson would boot it. Do you think that was like a game plan?
It's Yoa. Yoa. Thank you, Nick. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yoa.
Yeah, I mean, Nick just picks up on a list of random things, but yeah.
Sorry. Say that again. I'm sorry.
So where do you think we went wrong with the possession? Do you think there was more of a game plan, or do you reckon we tried? Because for me, I don't think we really did try to keep possession. It was more of like quick counterattacks.
Like I said, our best midfielder for possession would be Wharton, and he had how many touches? I said again, when you hear me? He had 15 touches, six out of seven passing. He had 7 passes. Now, then the game plan was just like you made a great point. Your game plan was to bypass the midfield. A lot of times, you remember we passed the ball back to the goalkeeper Johnson. He was just knocking way down the pitch towards Mateta, looking for knockdown to either Eze or maybe a Munoz or Mitchell or even Lerma. So I think the game plan was to bypass the midfield. I don't know why, because they didn't have Papa Matasar. They had Betancourt and they had Bissouma. They're very good, obviously, but I think I would have liked to see more possession out of Lerma and Wharton. Again, listen, I'm not tactically as astute as Glasner. He had a reason for doing it today, but I think we gave them too much respect, meaning too much of the ball today. But I kind of get why. Again, he's trying to teach a new system to a bunch of players that haven't played it before. It's hard. This isn't Burnley down a man. This isn't Everton even. away. This is Spurs away. Spurs, and someone said in the chat before, they've had, what, 4 or 5 comebacks this season from, like, a goal down. They're ridiculous at home. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not disappointed, like I said. I'm just, like I said, it is what it is. So,
Looney has a genuine question. He's saying, how would you have set up in this game? Just out of curiosity. Because you're not happy with the possession stats. So, would you have liked us to play a bit more out from the back?
I would have liked to have played more at the back, and that would bring obviously Wharton into the game more, getting him more touches, getting him to play off of Lerma a little bit, off of Eze, because Eze's a very good holder of the ball. You never even saw Mateta have any chance. He did a couple of times, but even hold the ball up more, because every ball was up in the air, he had to bring it down. If he's getting balls to his feet, it's easy to, you know, to bring others into play. But I don't know. Again, I didn't like it, but I'm not sure again how we could have played differently. I don't know. That's a great question. And I don't know. I would have tried to get Lerma, but especially Wharton, into the game more. Let Wharton play more off of Eze and IU wide. But it just wasn't meant to be today. I don't know. It's a great question, though. Great question.
Yeah, it wasn't. And you know what? Let's wrap it up, people, because it is a frustrating afternoon.
Yeah.
I think we covered everything about the game. We spoke about the subs. We spoke about, you know, of course, the goals conceded, the game plan, this and that. But if you have enjoyed it, make sure to hit the like button if you haven't already done so, and subscribe if you're new to the channel. The player rating should be out later on today, so make sure to keep your eyes peeled for that, because trust me, there's a lot of individual performances to talk about today in a bit more detail, of course, after the goals conceded, and also an attack as well. That's it from me and Patrick. Thank you to every single one of you that's joined us. And until next time, up the Palace.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.